Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
The irreplaceable Brent Reed from The Australian. It's nice to see you in person, Reedy. How are you?
It's great to see you, Blakes, too. It's been too long.
It's been too long. How'd you hit him last? Did you play golf today or yesterday?
No, I played golf last Thursday.
Oh, that's right.
Actually, you know what? I carried the team. To be fair, we finished third. Was Ambrose.
From more reports, a bit like how Michael Chambers carried the team on Saturday for his absence last week.
What about MG sending me text telling me how good he was? And Gerds, what's that about? It's like, I thought we were a team. I thought we were a family.
We said it's like working with Ricky Gervais.
I thought we had each other's back. What happened to that?
He was good. He was good, but you're just as good. You're better.
Just as good.
You're better.
That's not even
better. Okay. Hey, Reedy, let's show everybody why you are the best. Talk to us about what's going on in the world of rugby league.
Well, let's talk Parramatta, why don't we? It's going to be a big 3-week period for Parramatta because they've got a lot of contracts coming to the ahead. Nathan Brown has re-signed today for 2 years. Now, it's quite a funny story with Nathan Brown, right? A while ago, we revealed on this show that Nathan Brown had a 2-year offer on the table from Parramatta, $600,000 a year. It was a reduction on face value of his pay, but it was an actual fact of pay rise because the salary cap's gone down. He delayed on that deal. Parramatta pulled that deal off the table. Nathan Brown subsequently didn't, as I understand, didn't find anything anywhere else, came back to Parramatta. He's now signed that 2-year deal, but as I understand, the actual figure has dropped. He's taken less money. Okay. So that delay has cost him money. But the good news is for Nathan and Parramatta, that deal's locked away now, 2 more years. He's staying at Parramatta.
That's great news. I mean, the unsettledness of it all must play on a player. Mm. You know, when you hear in the media, you get, you know, portrayed to be going here and there, and I don't think he'd ever want to leave Parramatta, to be honest, would he?
Are you surprised that another club didn't come in for him and potentially offer him bigger cash?
Very much so.
We know that Manly was reported.
Well, Manly was linked with him, but I don't think that ever really went anywhere. Okay. I think they were a club that was it. Manly interested in a lot of players at the moment, but I think they're caps in a position where they can't really make any big money moves.
Especially when a player who was similar to Nathan Brown, and probably a bit older, Dale Finucane, is rumoured to be off wanting $800,000 to stay in Melbourne. Is that true?
Well, the rumour was 4 years, $800,000. I don't think Dale Finucane...
Well, $3.2 million for 4 years.
Obviously, Dale stayed. Well, that's an amber claim, I think, from his management. Okay. Obviously, Dale's playing tonight. It's funny you mentioned him, MG, because, look, I think Melbourne have real problems keeping Dale Finucane. The Cowboys are interested in Dale, but their priority is an outside back, an edge back rower. They were in for Xavier Coates, missed out on Xavier. And then I think Dale's next cab off the rank for them. So at some point down the track, I think the Cowboys will make a big move for Dale. And I don't think he'll stay in Melbourne. I don't think they can afford to keep him.
No.
Staying at Parramatta, what about Mitchell Moses? That is the real big prize that they would want to be locked in.
Well, we've got a week. We've got a week to wait for Mitch because round 10, I believe it's before they play in round 10, he's got to notify the club what he's going to do. Look, I think I've really ebbed and flowed on this. There's times when I felt that he was. I think Brisbane still would take him. He's their priority. But I think they've got to a point now where maybe they don't think it will happen, and that's why they're so focused on Adam Reynolds. And Mitchell's made all the noises that he wants to stay at Parramatta. I'm not sure whether he'll take an extension. It wouldn't surprise me if Mitch just takes up the option, the one-year option. And then that then gives him the opportunity, year's time, expansion starts.
Yeah.
Mitch Moses on the table for an expansion club. Yeah, I think obviously we'll know in a week. It's not far off this one. I think at the moment my sense is Mitch will stay, but it may only be taking up that 1 year option.
All right, there you have it. Next Thursday, Brent Reed will definitively tell us where Mitchell Moses is.
And Ryan Madison's the other guy there. Ryan Madison's only just come back. His option's round 12.
Oh, wow.
He's options. Got a couple more meeks.
Options galore at the Eagles.
Well, we spoke to Brad Arthur yesterday. It was ultra impressive. Ultra impressive, yes, about the culture he's starting to build at Parramatta.
And players don't want to leave there at the moment.
No.
They're going so well.
Corey Norman. You've got some mail on the young man.
Yeah, look, I mean, Corey's in a funny position, the Dragons. He's off contract as well. I'm not sure they've made an offer for Corey yet or they've made a decision about him, but he hasn't helped himself because he posted a photo on social media this week of himself with Jared Hayne. I think he captioned it, catch up. And as I understand, the Dragons have spoken to Corey about his choices, about that photo, about why it wasn't a wise decision to post an image on social media of yourself with Jared Hayne. So I'm not sure that's going to help Corey Norman, obviously, in his contractual situation there, but the Dragons weren't happy about it.
Yeah, I just when I saw it, I didn't have anything really bad to say about it. I suppose it's his mate from Parramatta, but you just got to read the room.
Yeah,
you know, it's one of them things where you just got to read the room.
Yeah, I don't think the Dragons were overly impressed with it. No. Gee, as you can probably understand. I mean, they've been dragged into it today anyway because, you know, there's been talk about Jared and his contract chance out there before this all unfolded.
Mm. All right, nice work, Rudy. Mate, the Michael Chammer stuff, it's okay. You still are number one, all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
With a bullet.
Honestly, I want to nobble that bloke next time I see him. Take him out.
I'd like to see it. Take
a crowbar.
Supposed to be a soccer player.
Like, smash the bloke. Are you serious?
Always a pleasure.
Two hits, mate. Me hitting him in the floor.
Speaking of hits.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.